So let's now focus our attention on the joy that is derived by our pursuit of peace. Brother Bill Kolpitz will speak to us on the theme, Promoting Peace Brings Joy.
When we talk to one another, we can be a tremendous source of joy, can't we? Can be encouraging to one another, building up each one. So we can see why that is so very important. Take your Bibles and turn to Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 20. Notice the benefit of ones that promote peace, ones that build up. That's in Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 20. It makes a comparison here. It said, deceit is in the heart of those who plot mischief, but those who promote peace have joy. That's something very important for us to do then, promote peace. We can look back in Bible times and we find one example of a person that did not promote peace. His name was Ahithophel. You know, one time this man, he was a fine counselor, but he began to think more of himself than others, even than Jehovah. And so we can see what a detrimental atmosphere that would create. What had happened to him? He allowed pride to take over his life, didn't he? And as a result of his actions, he disturbed the inner peace of all of those around us. And eventually, he became one that was a traitor. So how about you and I? Would it not be beneficial for us to ask ourselves about how we appear to others? Do I promote peace with what I talk to others about? Or maybe do I tend to be on the negative side as he was? Maybe that would disrupt the peace in the congregation. And it goes to our household too. Do we promote peace within our household? Do we develop what you could say would be an atmosphere of peace and happiness, of joy? You know, when I have children, see that atmosphere, it is upbuilding. But if we were to make disparaging comments about others in the congregation, what would happen? It would tear them down, wouldn't it? So I'm sure that we all agree that there are circumstances that arise each and every day that give us an opportunity to look at the positive side of our communication, to become a counselor of peace. So let's look at how we go about it. What would be some of the keys? Well, we could look at the example of Jehovah God himself. In the 16th Psalm, in verse 11, we find that with Jehovah, his joy is something that is abundant. It's always there. He is a happy giver. He is a generous God. And so that is the example that we would want to follow. And so we would want to then promote peace generously the way Jehovah does. And so that should always be our goal. Do you think that's possible for you and I? Yes, it is. And we know that because we are made in his image. We too can show that kindness toward others. Let's take our Bibles. Let's look in Acts chapter 20 and verse 35, because it shows us there a benefit for you and I. And of course, it's a benefit for others as well. That's Acts chapter 20 and verse 35. It's a familiar scripture, but notice what we read. I have shown you in all things that by working hard in this way, you must assist those who are weak and must keep in mind the words of the Lord Jesus when he himself said, there is more happiness in giving than there is in receiving. So by our speech in a positive way, by our actions in a positive way, We bring happiness, don't we? And so we need to promote peace by the things that we do. For example, when we're willing to give up our personal preferences, or when we're counseled, do we consider our rights to be the only thing that we would consider? If we give up those rights, if we show that we are ones that can adjust to the thoughts of others and accept them, we will receive Jehovah's blessing. We'll give you an example. On the first day of a district convention, a pioneer couple arrived early. They had just the seats that they wanted to sit in so they could enjoy the drama. But as the program started, they noticed a large family coming in to try to find seats, and they just couldn't seem to find them. So this pioneer couple got up and generously moved so that that family could enjoy the seats that were there and enjoy the program. That was very generous. But you know, after the convention, they received a letter from this family explaining how discouraged they were when circumstances made it impossible to be there on time, and how they appreciated the generous gift that this couple had given by means of their kindness. So what a blessing that brings. But what would happen if it was the other way, if we insisted on our rights? Simply put, it would show that we are selfish in our thinking, wouldn't it? And sometimes that breeds unhappiness. So I'm sure that we all agree that there are many times that we can give of ourselves, we can give of our time, and we can give of our energy. And you know, I know that each one of you do that. It may be in the kingdom preaching work where you give up your time, or maybe in the congregation in a variety of assignments that you carry out, or maybe right here at our circuit assembly, and it goes on, doesn't it? What a privilege it is to be considerate of others by those gifts. Let's take our Bibles and look at an example of one of the faithful brothers that did just that. Let's look at the example of Paul. Let's turn to Philippians chapter 2 and verse 17. Notice what brought him joy here. Paul's example is one that really stands out. That's in Philippians chapter 2 and verse 17. Here Paul said, "However, even if I am being poured out like a drink offering on the sacrifice and the holy service to which your faith has led you, I am glad and I rejoice with all of you." Do you think that it made him happy? Yes, it did. And so he was joyful to be used. Now let's contrast that to the attitude that we see in the world today. Do they willingly do this? No, they're focused on other things, aren't they? In Ecclesiastes chapter 5 and verse 10, it said they would be satisfied with silver and gold, those material things, those physical things. So they look to what? Prestige, possessions, a life of ease. But that should not be the course that we follow. You see, we follow the course of bringing others good gifts. When we look in Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 18 and 25, it talks about thoughtless speech or positive speech. And it makes a comparison. It says, thoughtless speech is like the stabs of a sword, it wounds. So can we give something positive by means of what we say? Yes, we can, because then it concludes by saying, but a good word cheers it up. Isn't that what we want to do? So we want to be generous in the words that we use. We want to be generous even in the commendation that we give to others. And it affects everyone in the family, husbands, wife, and children. They enjoy hearing those words of commendation and appreciation, and especially our children. Why, they thrive on that, don't they? Because it shows that they are appreciated, that we really love them. But you know, isn't it true that when we give commendation like this, it affects you and I as well? You see, we have greater happiness because we too are giving. When we think about car groups and field service, that is a primary place that we want to be building up to promote peace and joy. But if critical speech started to develop, what could happen? Could it stir up contentions in the car group? Could it dampen the spirit in the car group? Could it threaten the peace? Yes, it could. So how much finer for us then to be positive in our conversations? We imitate Jehovah when we focus on the good points of others. In 1 Kings chapter 14 and verse 13, we find an example of Jehovah showing he notices what we do. And he had noticed Abijah. And so he considered his good points. And that meant a blessing for him. So that's the example that we should follow then. So now let's look in on a demonstration to see how promoting peace with others is so very important. Let's look at a scene in a discussion between two publishers.
How's your new service year going, Naomi?
Not that great, actually. I've been finding it kind of challenging. It's difficult getting my time, and I just feel like nobody's interested in listening to me.
That sounds really terrible. It's funny, because I'm actually having a totally opposite experience.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I've been placing literally hundreds of magazines. People are basically just grabbing them out of my hands. You know, I was doing my Bible reading the other day. Remember how Jesus talks about being fishers of men?
Yeah.
Naomi, I'm fishing out of a barrel. I've got so many return visits, I'm a one-man show in the car group.
Wow. It seems like you're really doing well, Stefan.
Well, I'm not one to boast, but my time? I'm logging special pioneer hours. Hey, it looks like someone's home in the next house. Naomi, you've kind of been struggling, so you know what? I got this.
Oh, okay.
So how do you think our sister would feel with that conversation? Would she be upbuilt? Would she be encouraged? I don't think so. It would not have fostered a positive attitude, would it? But let's look now on that scene, maybe with a retake, with a positive spirit and attitude.
How's your new service here, Naomi?
Not that great. I've been finding it quite challenging. I have some trouble getting my time, and I just feel like nobody's interested in listening to me.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I didn't know you were going through a rough time.
Yeah, it's been a struggle.
I can imagine. You know, actually, all of us kind of go through these ebbs and flows in our ministry. It's only normal. And Naomi, we don't say this enough, but we really appreciate having you as a pioneer in our congregation. And I know you made a lot of sacrifices to reach those goals. And even the young ones in our congregation, they really look up to you. You've been setting a phenomenal example.
Wow, I had no idea. Thanks, Stefan. That's really nice to hear. Do you mind if I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
How do you find balancing time for service with work and other activities?
Well, you know, most of the brothers and sisters actually do approach work before the morning group. I found it an awesome way to start a little earlier, and we've been having some phenomenal conversations using those new tracks. You can definitely join us.
That's a really great idea. I'll have to try that.
Excellent. Hey, looks like there's someone home in the next house. You think you'd like to give it a try?
Absolutely.
Thank you very much. What a difference in attitude. Now, which of those scenes would be upbuilding to you if you were that sister? Obviously, the second scene, wouldn't it? So we want to consider that when we talk to one another, so that we consider their feelings and what brings peace and encouragement. You know, when we think about various circumstances, we find that, You know, brothers might express differing viewpoints in a number of things in the congregation. Maybe it's in a quick build, and they maybe have a differing point on how things should get done. One way may seem more efficient than another, and so how do we resolve that? You know, it doesn't mean that they're not at peace with one another, does it? But rather, if they consider the principles in God's word, that matter can be done in a very peaceful way. It can be resolved to the benefit of all. So let's take our Bibles and let's look at the book of Romans, chapter 14 and verse 19. Notice what should take place, even when there are disagreements. Paul wrote, "So then let us pursue the things making for peace and the things that build one another up." So therefore, if no Bible principle is violated, you as a counselor of peace, how would you react? You would support the decision of the majority, wouldn't you? Why? Because preserving the peace is more important than getting our own way. Now, the review question on the back of our program is question number 6. It simply states, why should we promote peace? And it refers to Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 20. So the answer is found in Proverbs 12 and 20. It is, "Those who promote peace have joy, as is true of our generous and happy God, Jehovah." So let's just repeat that. Those who promote peace have joy, as is true of our generous and happy God, Jehovah. So then, brothers and sisters, as counselors of peace, use your talents to serve your brothers and sisters, to serve with your brothers and sisters, and to honor our great God, Jehovah.
Thank you so much, Brother Kolpitz, for helping us to see how we personally can promote peace.